You really will. Now, your father was Jeff.
Jeff Dwyer.
Jeff Dwyer. Yes. And he helped, what did they call that farm?
Called it the Rose's Footless Mountain Place. It's all over here, it's called. That's what they went by when they called for the, over the phone, Rose's Footless Mountain Place.
Uh-huh. Now, they would bring cattle up there?
Yeah, grazing.
And what did your family do in the meanwhile? Did they raise vegetables and?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, raised all kinds of vegetables, potatoes, and cabbage, and beans,
mm-hmm.
all like that.
Yeah. Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Because I've heard nobody speak of that growing tomatoes.
Well, we had plenty of tomatoes, yeah, mm-hmm. over there.
Wasn't it hard, or did you have a flat piece of land?
Had a flat piece of land for a garden.
About where was that?
It was in the below the old house.
All right, where was the old house?
Oh, man, I couldn't hardly tell you where the old house was. It was across over the top up here on down in the hollow lot.
Huh?
On from the drive goes through the top of the of their land, where their land used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the house was on down over in the valley.
In the valley, sort of.
Yeah.
Would it be what they call Thornton Gap?
No.
Overlook?
No.
Can you recall, Mr. Frazier?
Yeah.
Thornton Gap is down underneath to the church, you think?
Yeah. Thornton Gap.
It's near Spurl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is up more toward where Elk Wallow is now?
No, I don't reckon. I don't know where Elk Wallow is. But it's right over this top of the mountain. Right straight up here, right over the top from the drive. Down over in there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we lived there. Oh, I don't know how long we lived there. I just do remember when we went there. And I was pretty near, would have been 17, I reckon, in July and March and August.
Oh, so you weren't living there long, did you? Mr. Frazier had winning ways about him. How did he court you? How did he court you?
Oh, he didn't come too often.
Where did you live?
I lived on Rough Hand too.
You lived over there too?
I lived near down Spurl and she did.
Uh-huh.
She lived right over the top here down the piece and I lived on down the hall for the Ward Spurl.
I see, yes.
And then when we got married, we went to housekeeping at that schoolhouse for us to.
All right, now where is the schoolhouse?
That's on down below where she lived at the West.
One smart piece of blow.
Yeah. Where did you go to school when you were growing up?
That's where I went to school at.
Whole schoolhouse.
How did I went?
Was it a one-room schoolhouse?
Yes, a one-room school.
And was it through eighth grade or sixth grade?
I don't know how. I reckon they teach on up to. I don't know how many grades was in.
What did you both study when you were in school?
I never did go much myself. I don't think I went.
I never went
on
to the third grade.
I
all mine went.
Uh-huh.
I went through the third grade and was ready to go to the fourth.
Well, you know, there was a lot of work to do on the farms and you couldn't be spared, wasn't that
well,
right?
Well, and then you see, they didn't teach school like they do now. Only about 5 months, I think, was when all they teach then. Well, that was in the baddest weather. Well, you see, we lived up here on this mountain and had to go down the mountain, come back up the mountain from school, and it got so bad that you couldn't go sometimes.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. I can see how that would be. How many miles was it that you had to go?
I think 2 miles.
Yeah, all of that, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, how about church? Was there a church near?
No, church was a small piece away.
So you weren't able to get to church that often either?
No.
No. How about you, Mr. Frazier?
Well, I went to church pretty often. I went to the Sycamore School. I was most down preaching, and to the old Hall of Church down there, they called it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what kind of houses did you live in? Were they log houses?
No, one we lived in was.
Oh, the...
Just a frame house.
Just a frame house.
Weatherboarded
yeah.
up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many rooms?
Mm-hmm. Five
rooms. They were pretty good sized houses.
We had three bedrooms and a living room and a kitchen.
Uh-huh.
That was head up on
yeah.
the mountain.
Yeah. That's a good sized house.
Yes. Yeah.
Now when we first moved out, they didn't have that much, but most of the rows and most of the stuff built onto it.
Mm-hmm.
They built us a kitchen.
There was
and
a
another.
Big old house in the first part, but it got burnt down, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then they started to build another house, and then they kept on adding on to it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a summer house over there that they come over out. That's where we got acquainted with all of Marcy's children, and part of Mr. Sputler's, they was all about grown.
Uh-huh.
Except Benson, you remember Benson?
No.
Well, he was a dentist out here doing
mm-hmm.
that.
Well, I know that they all have very fond memories of spending time up there. You must
yes.
have made them feel very welcome. She said she never tasted better cabbages in her life than what were grown up there.
Yeah.
I wonder why that was. Do you think that the soil had anything to do with making...
Well, then it was nothing like it is now to bother them. You didn't have to put dust and spray and stuff like that. We never had to do nothing like that then.
Mm-hmm.
Beans, no cabbage, no nothing. Just growed right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I worked for the Groves, almost Groves in Mars about 27 years.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you do for them?
Well, he had a big farm across the mountain. I worked some of them and then worked up here. Cleaned up and keeping the land clean, you know, fixing fish and all such as that.
Are you the one that when he would phone and say, I want such and such a steer, you knew exactly which one?
Yeah, most of the time over.
Morris is so fascinated that you knew exactly which one he wanted.
Yes.
How could you tell?
Well, I tend to tell him all the time, and I could pretty well tell. He'd tell me about what color it was, you know, or something. And I could pretty well get him what he wanted every time, pretty good.
How would the cattle go? Up this road?
Yeah, when he used to drive them, he'd drive them up this road on the road. He kept over. He had a big place over on the other side of the mountain.
Well, we lived
there. He had a big place, yeah. A pretty good place. He had three mountain places up here. He had one across the top here, the drive went through. And then he had this one here. And then he had one up here close to Panorama.
Uh-huh. Now, didn't this take a terrible toll on the cattle being driven so far? Weren't they mighty hungry and tired when they got...
Yes, ma'am. Well, when we drove them, we started from up here at this barn and went across and come out down at Spurwell. And drove cattle about 5 miles just side of Flint Hill in one day.
Oh.
He'd take a 100 a head or more of that towards Flint Hill and put them out on the pasture.
My heavens.
And we drive them from up here, from here over to about 5 miles the other side of Flint Hill from
yeah.
home we went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He rented a lot of pasture where he kept a lot of cattle.
Yeah.
Mr. Groves.
Mr. Groves,
Mr. Gil Groves, Morris and Francis's father.
Well, now when Morris got taking the farm over, well, he done most trucking. Morris didn't do much driving. Mr. Groves for years, well, he just drive them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how far away were your nearest neighbors?
Well, not too far. But we had neighbors about a mile and about a mile.
Half a mile from about there.
Huh?
Some of them were half a mile down, I said. weaving hunting place with them. Morning, about 8 o'clock, something like that.
And then, you see, I was at the what you call the Frank Ashford place. That wasn't Paul.
What are some of those names again?
It was Hashburgers, they called it. It's a farm that joined that farm of Groves and Spitland. And then Hudson and Weavers joined it.
Well, now, did the people live there? Or
no, they had people living on the places, you see. They lived in town.
All right, well, who lived there?
Well, now, Carl Seal lived there for a long time, didn't he?
Carl Seal. S-E-A-L.
And then your daddy lived up at the Hashburg place.
And did you get together with your neighbors very often?
Oh, yes, a whole lot more so than you do now.
Yeah.
Because you walked in to see them, and now you get in the car and you're gone.
That's right, yeah. What would you do when you got together? Would you just sit around and talk, or would you play music?
No, didn't play no music. Talk, and if one had something to do, we would all pitch in and help.
Like real good neighbors. How many children were normally in a family?
Well, they was, ten of us lived to be grown.
You mean there were 10 in your family?
10 in my family. 6 girls and 4 boys.
How many in your family?
There were 9.
9?
Yes.
Your mothers must have had to work very hard feeding all of you.
Cooking, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was 9 of us boys, and 8 of them were living, but one of them got killed coming down this mountain up here in a car. And they ain't still here yet.
Oh, my goodness sake.
Now I made it about 81, and I got a brother 83. And he drives in a horse and goes in the horse he works with. He's been preaching ever since, I reckon he was 25 or 30 years old, and that's all he ever did do. He's on the road yet every day.
My goodness. Then he went to school, right?
Yes. He didn't go to school much. He worked for Burnt Bowling. And there's an old man, a school teacher up there, and he hired Burnt Bowling for a couple of years, and he got this man, give this old man, a school teacher, so much to teach him.
Overnight?
Every night, so many hours, every night. And he soon got a good education. He can read anything he wants to read.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? That was a lot of work for him.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So you had you didn't play any music when you got together? No banjos or fiddles?
Not much. They played some. Homer and them would play some sometimes. But other than that, we didn't play no radios and...
Would you tell ghost stories when you sat around?
Well, no. One of my uncles lived not too far from us. We'd go down there and play and talk with him too.
He didn't tell me ghost stories?
Not many.
Can you remember any?
No.
No? Oh, that's too bad. That would have been great if you could. Can you remember any ghost stories?
Well, not much, I don't think.
Well, couldn't you just pretend that you were a little boy sitting around listening to them talking and think back, and wouldn't a ghost story come to you? Well, maybe it'll come later, and if it does, I have this question in the meanwhile. Were there any family history handed down as to where your family came from, Mr. Frazier?
Well, Well, we was all raised up in a rough country, wasn't it?
Well,
I reckon you were.
I mean, what brought your family to the mountains? Did anybody say great-grandfather decided he wanted to live in the mountains and came here from
Well,
where?
My father was born over across the mountain right behind me. My mother and father, we lived in the mountains near all the time over.
Because there's been a lot of stories about the Fraser, how Fraser got here.
Yes.
Because that's a French name.
Yes.
And it doesn't, you know, with so many Scotch and Irish and English, how come French? I wish you knew how come the French got here.
I didn't know them.
How about you, Mrs. Fraser? Were there any stories in your family how the Dwyers got here?
What's my name? Osh, ain't it?
What?
Osh is my name, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my great-grandfather, I think, come from over across the border.
He did? Uh-huh. That's what...
My great-grandfather.
Yes, your great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, were there any stories about any of them fighting in the Civil War?
My grandfather did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My grandfather.
Yes, your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Was he with Jackson? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, no, he fit one, like one side fit, the north fit what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Grandpa was on one side and his brother on the other side.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh.
I've heard him sit and tell it.
That is the hard part, where families did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you're shooting, you hope you're not shooting your brother. Yeah. Mm. Well, now, did you do much apple butter? Boy.
Oh, yes. We done a lot of that.
Apple butter done a lot of that.
What did you make sort of a party of it when you do the apple butter?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you have to kiss somebody if your paddle touched the side of the kettle?
No.
No? You didn't do that.
No. But we'd have big times of boiling apple butter. We'd make a couple kettles sometimes.
Yeah. First,
you had to eat in the woods. Now,
right.
Now you're buying, you know, what you eat.
And it doesn't taste as good.
And then when we was kids, we'd eat anything,
yeah. Yeah, right.
Chip had plenty of potatoes and made out butter and canned berries of all kinds.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever dry any berries?
Yeah, dried apples.
Yeah, but not berries.
Yes, some few berries, raspberries.
Uh-huh. Raspberries? How do you dry raspberries?
You put them out on them. We had things to put them on. They call them dryers. You put them in them. It seemed dry.
Put them out in the sun?
Yeah.
So just like you did apples, you know, you put apples out in the sun to dry.
Yeah.
And the same way we used to pick beans, and well, we'd shell 100 pounds of them.
Oh.
Have them in the corn and shell a couple 100 pounds of them, and then we'd take the green beans. Now, we canned some, but most of the green beans, we broke them up and dried them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whole lot of time, whole
you didn't put them out in the sun, though, the beans.
You just spread them around.
Where it was shady. Most of the way we dried ours, we took them over on Mr. Butler's house. He had an attic up in there and had ones in each end. Well, I went through that, we'd spread down paper and put them on that.
Yeah.
A little bit, they was dry.
Sure. And they were a lot more nourishing than the beans you can buy nowadays. Yeah. Mmm. Tastier, too. Did you raise chickens?
Yeah, we had chickens.
Hogs?
And hogs, yeah. Cows?
Cows.
Milk.
Did you raise any beef for yourselves?
No, we didn't kill no beef.
No.
Killed hogs, but we didn't kill them bees.
You know, I'm doing
and chestnuts. We used to just pick up plenty of chestnuts.
Yeah.
They had a big chestnut all the wall in that place too. Mm. There's nothing but chestnut trees.
Oh, did you sell those?
Yes.
Yeah. I understand that this used to be the water store.
Yeah. Right up there.
Right up
there. The old house was here. And we tore the old house down, put this up. But the old storehouse was right back to the house.
And the Sam Bean Mill was down a whole little barn here.
Well, now, what kind of a mill was that? A
brown,
flour mill?
Brown flour and cornmeal. Just like that.
We didn't know that there was one here.
We didn't.
No, we didn't know that. Would you bring your things all the way over here?
Yes.
By horse?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he'd go out and
see,
corn.
See, there was a store here, and then that mill down there. We'd bring corn, grind corn, buckwheat.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a buckwheat, ain't
you? Yeah, sure. Yeah. And did you raise any, rye or things of that kind?
No.
Did you make it, now, it wouldn't reflect against you. Did you make any moonshine?
No, I never didn't make none of that.
Why? There was money in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if nobody over in there that did make any.
Mm-mm. There wasn't much of that made over, you know.
Looks like it would have been.
There's an awful lot of it made in the central section where park is now. Well, where were you living when you got married then?
I was living right over across the mountain here. The Grosvenor Spittle place.
I see.
When I got married.
When you got married. And then when the park took over.
Then we moved down there next to that schoolhouse and lived there about, a couple of years, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And Reba was born there. It's the Johnson place. It's close to the schoolhouse, just a yard fence between us and the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we moved to almost to Frank Compton's place. Lived there a couple of years. And Louise was born there. And then Dorothy Murray was born over here.
How did you feel about it when the park took over?
Well, now, we didn't live on the park.
We didn't live on the park when the park
took over. We lived right up here.
Uh-huh.
There's a log house up here.
I see.
Where it used to be the old Sam Beam house.
Oh,
well, now, we had done moved over here on Mr. Groves' place then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gil Groves' place right up here. When the park taken over the land. But my daddy lived over at the Hudson and Weaver place when the park taken it. He had to move out. He moved out down the country.
Mm.
Well, down Fauquier County.
Oh, dear. That was quite a move for him.
Yeah.
What did he do after he had moved?
He just raised the sheep and cattle. He had some sheep and cattle, horses.
Mm-hmm.
Into him, that's about all. I reckon after he moved in, I don't think he ever got any job or work did.
Well, then he wasn't that upset about being moved, was he?
Well, I don't know. He hated to leave, I reckon.
Yeah.
Lived there all of his life or close to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they, his mother and dad lived way back on that mountain. I don't know what they call that back there. Do you? I've heard them call some name back that way. Elkwall or something, ain't it?
She's about that close to what you call a goat farm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Kelly used to have a goat farm.
Uh-huh. Well, Elkwall is fairly flat, so that would make a very good place for a farm, I should think.
Well, which way is it? Is it back this way?
Yes, it's toward Front Royal.
Well, I don't know where that's what. But Grandpa lived way back in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a log house.
Mm-hmm.
But this log house up here, belongs to Bennett's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We bought this 10 acres, a little more or less, it says, off of Marsh Grove.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the people up here bought the rest of it. It was all clean. I reckon it's maybe 300 or 400 acres or more than that in that place up here. And then let it all grow up.
300, I think.
They let it all grow up after Marsh sold it, and they don't do nothing but fun on it.
Hmm. And it's not park land.
No.
I'm surprised the park didn't take that.
This man, Bennett's land goes up on the bus in one place and about a quarter of a mile of the drive.
But it ain't in the park.
But it ain't in the park.
And that's the same way, but the park comes right up yonder.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't come over on more Groves' land, but it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're taking West Grove, a big farm across the mountain over one. They're taking us now here to the next panorama. And the park people in West Grove, they've fussed on us a long time. They're going to take part of it and leave him part of it. There's out here, the law about it comes down, but they finally went on then. And left must grow all this place.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see. They
done right good in some ways. Now, grandmama, my grandmother was old, but they didn't take her place. They went around her place.
Mm-hmm.
She told me she had fun to take as long as she lived. She lived all her life then, ever since she was married. And they told her, well, they wouldn't take it as long as she lived.
Yeah.
So they did.
They did that with some
but
people.
But it wasn't too much in there for them.
No. But they did do that with some people, let them live their lives out, which is nice because it would have been terrible to move at her age, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see you've and got some cows.
Yes.
Can't get it out of your blood, can you?
I know Uncle Bradley. They're taking Uncle Bradley up here on the hill. He moved over here. He was upset about having to leave his.
Yes, yeah. Well, it would be upsetting to anyone. Think of all the work that had gone into clearing the land, to getting those tree stumps out, getting those rocks out, and then finally being able to plant a garden.
Yes.
That was a lot of work.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had a little orchard up front in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have an orchard?
We didn't have it. There wasn't no orchard over where we lived, but before Daddy moved down on Hudson and Weavers, there was big orchards there.
Mm-hmm.
They packed them, rolled them up and packed them, sold them over.
Yeah.
Big orchard. I reckon that's where the deer goes, don't you?
Yeah, I still see some apple trees up there, so that must be where that was. Yeah. And that was, you say, about a half a mile away from where your home was?
Something like that, yes.
Now I've got it pinpointed because there are the apple trees there, and so I can tell where that would be. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Now, when you went shopping down to Waters, what would you use for money?
When the movie hit the store?
What would we use for what?
Money. How would you buy things?
Well, we had money.
Uh-huh. Well, how did you earn the money?
Well, us kids picked up them chestnuts and sold them, bought our clothes mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Buy bolts of goods. Mama made the clothes, you know.
Yeah, right. You think of what your mother did, cooking for all of you and then making the clothes for all of you. You must have all helped, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about laundry? How did you do the laundry?
Well, we washed a whole lot, a long time, washed a whole lot of it on the bowl.
Did you boil the clothes?
Yeah.
Have to get a fire going first, and then put the kettle on, and then boil them. And then scrub them, right?
No, scrub them before we put them in there.
You scrub before you put them in.
Mm-hmm.
Then why boil them?
Just make them whiter, I reckon.
Oh. All right, we should all do the same thing, I guess, shouldn't we now? But
if we had to go back like that, I don't know what we'd do, do you?
I don't know either. I don't know. You couldn't do it. As far as cooking goes, you of course had your vegetables and your canned food in the winter.
Yeah.
And how about, like, would you eat a lot of cornbread and things of that kind?
No, we didn't eat much cornbread. Mom wouldn't eat cornbread. Daddy wouldn't eat cornbread. Mama did a little, but Daddy wouldn't eat no cornbread.
Made bread.
Yeah.
That's the best anyway, isn't it? But
it's
she had to make a lot of that for all of you.
That much?
Yeah, right. With a wood stove. How about your mother? Do you recall her?
Well, that's not the way we done yet.
Uh-huh, yeah. In other words, there was work to do all the time.
Brilliant.
Yeah. In the winter, though, there wasn't that much work. There was no canning to be done.
No, we had to get wood.
Yeah, but didn't you get the wood during the summer?
No, not all the time.
Uh-huh.
Get some, but mostly Daddy'd haul in with horses and me and Roy'd saw it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We've had a big old fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We saw a piece but that long put on this fireplace.
You're measuring about
3 feet.
That was a big fireplace, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a big fireplace.
Yeah. Did you raise honey? Did you have honeybees?
Not too much.
We've had honeybees, yes. We kept honeybees for the old time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's quite an act to that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Because apparently the bees get to know people. Don't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had a few bees since we've been moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, did you make sorghum?
Make what?
Sorghum.
Mm-hmm.
It's like molasses.
Oh, my grandmother used to make, granddaddy used to make molasses.
Yeah.
But we'd watch them cook.
Mm, yeah. Maple syrup? Did you tap the trees for maple?
No, they made it out of something like, they called it cane. What they made it out of. They planted some kind of seeds. They got up right tall and cut the tops out, pulled the leaves off, and made the molasses out of the stalk.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's sorghum. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what you called it.
Yeah, sure, that's sorghum. Did you make sorghum?
Yes, we made it too.
How would you go about making it? Do you recall?
We made it in some kind of machine. We'd put horses to pull it, to grind it and to make it.
You get the syrup, yeah. And then
they
what?
Put it on a very long thing. It was long and both of them stoves. And they took parts and parts and it was a little place about that wide. They run down there and skim the foam off it. They go on a little further and let them skim the foam off and that. They throw it out and when you got down to the bottom it was some molasses. You run out of it. Pick it down there into something you put up. Be molasses.
Was it dark or light?
Well, it
wasn't. Some of it would be real light.
Wasn't too dark.
Because I have heard that the best is the light.
Yes, well, I believe it is.
They say it's better skimmed or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't too dark, was it?
No.
But and it was good. I like it.
Sure. And, you know, we all crave sweets, and so with having the bees or the honey and the sorghum and the apple butter, it helped with the sweets,
yes.
Didn't it?
What were you, my grandmother and them used to even make pear butter, just like you'd make preserves on, they cooked it up, put sugar in it and cooked it up.
What kind of butter?
Pear butter, they called them, made out of pears.
Really?
And that was really good.
Yeah. Pumpkin butter. Have you ever heard of pumpkin butter?
Yeah, they made pumpkin butter.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they'd make a whole lot like that and give it to all of us. If one runs short, well, they'll give him some. And if he runs short, well, they'd give him some.
Oh.
That's the way they done the whole time.
Yeah.
But that pear butter was really good.
How would they, after they'd made the butter, what would they cover it with?
They put it in cake. Or glass jars, or in the stone jar.
Mm-hmm. And cover it in any way?
Tied up.
Uh-huh.
No cloth or something tied up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, anything to keep the flies out, I suppose. Yeah.
Anything dirt or anything blowing in it.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They fastened it up for it, most of it don't can.
Terrible. Gee, that sounds good.
It was good. They put about enough sugar in to make it red look.
Mm.
And it was really good.
Yeah.
But it was cooked clean up. It wasn't made like to make preserves. It was cooked up just like so like that was.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Yeah. How would you dry your apples? Did you spread them out like on the lawn or where?
Just put up something, a scaffold or something, make a scaffold up off from the ground where nothing can get to them, you know, and put them out on.
Oh. How long would it take?
Well, if that's a couple of drying days, they'd dry in about 2 days, wouldn't it?
Something like that. 2 or 3 days.
Hmm.
Didn't take long.
Why don't we do it now? Because they say that makes the best apple pie of anything that you could have.
Yeah.
Dried apple.
The last dried apples I know anybody drying, my aunt used to live down in the trailer.
Uh-huh.
She dried some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we used to dry just great big sacks of them.
Yeah. Mm. And then they would just keep all winter long?
Yeah.
Just the way they were?
Yeah. You put them in a cotton sack and you stay nice and clean.
Mm. Did your mother make many apple pies?
Yeah, she made apple pies.
Mm. Great.
And she used to make cake and just make it herself. Now you just get cake.
I still make it myself.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, she would just make cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what was I going to ask you? Did you drink much cider and things of that kind? Or
yeah.
There were no presses, right?
Yeah, my granddad made cider.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He had apple press.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we used to make cider. I was too. Paul would make cider. Mm-hmm.
Granddad put a bottle away to make vinegar.
Of course, yes. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you needed vinegar too.
Mm-hmm. And he made the best cider I ever eat a drink. When it just begins to get a little bit, begins to get a little bubbles in, it's the way I like it. I don't like it real sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it sour.
Mm-hmm.
But he made me wash every apple. We kept him to wash them. He washed every apple just as clean as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Make real cider.
Yeah, right. I wonder what kind of apples he used.
But he had an apple orchard there, and he picked him up.
Were they Milam apples?
No.
No.
This one was Milam apples. And then we had Milam apples over across the mountain up there.
Aren't they
we
wonderful?
Made an apple out of them. It was teaches to peel, but they made real apples.
Yeah, they're small, but oh, they are the best apple I think that there is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there ain't many of them anymore.
We have two trees on our property.
Do you?
And they are loaded.
Oh,
loaded. Oh, I'm having a wonderful time. I wish I knew how to make apple butter. But those kettles, I guess, you couldn't find a kettle like that now, could you?
No, that's right.
Yeah. Well, now, when you came down to the store, did you walk down to the store?
No. We had an old buggy and had a couple horses. We'd either ride them or, you know, when we brought our chestnuts down there, we'd bring them in an old buggy.
Oh. Did you ride horseback?
Yeah. Little horseback many times.
Must have been wonderful riding horseback over these mountains, wasn't it? Yes. Yeah. Did you ride horseback?
Yes.
Yeah. It was really the best way to get around, wasn't it?
Because yeah.
A buggy couldn't get every place that a horse could.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you have any mules or anything of that kind?
We never had no mules.
No.
They had mules up on the farm. Go to his village.
What would they use them for?
I reckon they worked them.
Mm-hmm.
After they get big. They leave them up when they was 2 or 3 years old. I mean, they worked them when they take them out.
They would have been real good to help haul wood, you know, things of that kind, rather than a horse. I think they have more strength, don't they?
Yes.
Than a horse. Yeah. Have you thought of a ghost story yet?
Ma'am?
Said, have you thought of a ghost story?
Haven't given you a chance to think, have I? You haven't missed not having gone through school, have you?
Ma'am?
You haven't missed not having had schooling, have you?
No. I've missed it some. I know I wish I'd have had more.
Yeah, I wish it settled down, but I did have an education, but never, none of us hardly went to school, no.
Well, with school so far away and with so many things to have to do around...
I reckon, in a way, it's a good thing the park did take it, because then they got out before they go to school.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So a lot of the young people were very happy about the park taking over.
Yeah.
The older ones weren't so happy, but I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to have been moved.
Not after you lived there so long, the old people.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wish you could know how your family got here.
I couldn't tell you that.
Do you have any kin down around Elkton?
No, not that I know of.
There's Frasier's down there.
There are Frasier's down there, and there are Frasier's further down around, what do they call it? Black Rock Gap, almost the end of the park near Charlottesville.
Yes.
No relation.
Not that I know of, no man.
Mm-hmm. Because that'd been a pretty long trek to get up here or to go down there, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, can you think of anything else that will help us with our background of the life as you lived it?
I know if I know.
How did you all fit into three bedrooms?
Oh, we had plenty of room. There's three girls slept in the bed, and then there's two boys slept in the other bed, and then after I left, well, there was one more boy born, and then Louis and Lou was twins, so the twins were small when I left.
Oh, I see. That's an awful lot of children to have to find room for, isn't it? How did you all fit into your house?
Ma'am?
How did you all fit
in? They was all boys.
Yeah.
It was all boys.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have sisters.
Still, how many in a bed?
Ma'am?
How many would sleep in one bed?
Almost three sometimes.
Yeah. Were there any diseases that you know of that would, you know, like diphtheria or the flu or anything of that kind?
We never had nothing. You were safe all when we lived on the mountain. We never got sick none hard.
Well, I know what sick. None of us boys wasn't. So here the last 2 or 3 years I've been counting on the weather, but I never was sick in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is cold, fresh air.
I think so too. And yet, up near Panorama, there's a small graveyard, and there are 3 children in it, all died the same year. And so we're wondering, you know, I think it was around 1914, and we were wondering what it was that, you know, something must have come through, some disease of some kind.
Yes.
That to take 3 from the same family in 1 year.
Is that Tombstone?
Mm-hmm.
What was the name?
I don't know. I think it's Bean. How about herbs? Did your family know a lot? You know, people are learning nowadays that the herbs that were used before were good and were helpful. How about it? Did your mothers use herbs when you were sick about them anyway?
Not much. We never was sick enough to say none.
You never gave her any practice.
Never, but I know I've seen them pulling out from a little teeny baby, give colic or something, give it catnip tea or something like that.
Catnip tea for colic. Mm-hmm. How about if you got a cold?
Didn't get much cold, hardly at all. Once in a while you get a little, but not very
often.
Just went in the cold and never was yelling, but didn't seem to hurt.
So you didn't need a doctor ever, did you?
Never had a doctor. And I don't know if none of them having a doctor up there except after they moved down to the place. I think he had a doctor. Well, they called Dr. Hudson for Brother Roy. He had rheumatism.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'd send you something for that.
How, when babies were born, nobody...
Well,
you.
My grandmother was a granny.
So she knew how to do it, right? Mm-hmm. And no doctors were used in your family when babies were born.
No, my daddy at all. His mother come over though. No, it was all didn't have no doctor.
Mm-hmm. And they all survived beautifully,
yeah.
Didn't they? Yeah. This is not a very happy subject, but. Funerals. How did you have a funeral when somebody died? Was there a preacher?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Mostly they, back when I could remember, they have them at their home. They didn't take them to the funeral home.
No.
Mm-hmm. Somebody come in and fix them. And then they set up most of them while they was laying the corpse. And then most of them the priest fumed in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you did have a minister that would come around.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd come around for weddings and funerals and things of this kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were always buried in the family burial plot, right?
Well, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where your family burial plot is? Is it in the parkland?
my mother's buried in the park.
You know, you can go up there anytime you want to.
They say they've got a, I hear somebody say they had a road up there. I believe it was, I don't know who it was named.
But all you have to do is tell them that you know where your mother is buried and that it's on park land and you can get into the park for nothing and go there and visit. So you ought to take advantage of that.
My father's buried over here in Beam Shell.
Oh, is he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a nice church, isn't it? Yeah. Do you remember the old toll road that used to go over the mountain? Did you ever have to use it?
No, not that I know of.
I don't know where it was at. What was it at?
It was just above Beam's Chapel. That's what made me think of it.
No, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty
maybe
far
it was
away.
Maybe it was after. Maybe it was before we'd come over here. Oh, said the other day we've been living over here about 45 years.
Have you really? Gee. And I'm asking you to go back that far in memory. This is pretty mean on you, isn't it? But you don't mind, do you?
No, ma'am.
It's sort of fun to think back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you forget until another time that you think of something else.
That's right, yeah. Oh, what was I going to ask you? It was along the weddings. Now, you say he didn't come around much.
Not too much.
How did you know that he was courting you?
Well, I hear Morris Grove out here say it, and I believe Morris told the truth.
Uh-huh.
He said that, he went to, with his wife 3 years, and he went to see her 3 times.
I can't get over how being so ardent.
But then he says, of course, says, I've seen her out a few times in between that, but said to go to see her, says I went with her 3 years, and I went to her house to see her 3 times. And he told us out there one day when we was all work out there,
yeah.
Something brought up like something like that, and he told us that.
Yeah. Well, how did you two meet?
Just all got together, I reckon.
Yeah,
like
we all lived out pretty close together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you took a fancy and you said, you know, that looks like a pretty nice young gal, right? What was the wedding like?
We went to Hagerstown.
Hagerstown.
You went to Hagerstown to get married?
Yes.
Why did you get married at home?
Because we thought they wouldn't agree to it.
Why wouldn't they have agreed to it?
I don't know. They didn't want to get rid of none of us.
Oh. I told her several times I had asked, and she said, but unless you know, they wouldn't agree to it. But we pulled up one night and went to Hagerstown.
Wow! Well, good for you. You eloped. I think that's wonderful. And then when you came home, they couldn't do a thing about it, right? Did you stay in Hagerstown for a few days then?
No, we went down and come back the same day.
Really?
We rode a horse back down here to Wheel Beans, the summit, and we got on the train now and then come back.
Oh. Well, if I had known, I was interviewing two such naughty people. What did your family say when you got back?
Oh, Mom didn't say nothing. She was with tension. Dad wasn't too friendly for a while.
Oh, that's too bad.
They soon got over.
Yeah, right. They do, when they love you and they know that it's the right thing. And it was the right thing.
Yes.
Because I think you two have sort of stuck together for a while. A couple of years anyway, haven't you?
Well, he's married 55 years. It's 23rd of August.
55 years. That's pretty wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen a lot of hard times, haven't you?
Takes us more pulling together, don't it?
It sure does, yeah. You know, when the chestnut blight came through, that was quite a blow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did people think when the chestnuts suddenly began dying? Did they know that it was a blight?
Maybe. We used to pick them up over the funny them over when we was kids. We'd put our sackfuls away from winter, sprinkle a little salt on them. You put them in sacks, sprinkle a little salt on them, keep them moist, you know, when we get hot.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in something, put them on stone, cook some.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Eat some like the wood.
It's simply terrible that they just all died. They were such wonderful.
And then ones you buy don't taste like you did.
Well, they're Chinese chestnuts that you buy now.
They ain't really like them little chestnuts for
it. No, they're Chinese chestnuts, and they're the only thing that will grow. We have two little chestnuts, real American chestnuts. They grow just this high, and then they die.
Right.
And then they come up again, get that high, and they die. And
there you are, they'll see any chestnuts in the morning.
You can't give them nothing on them to keep the blight out, can you?
Apparently not. They're working on it, though. I heard the other day that there's a place where you can get something and paint it on these little trees. And then, you know, keep doing it for a few years, and then pretty soon they get tall enough that they can withstand it.
Yeah.
But they're still coming from the old roots.
I don't see why them great big ones died then. There were some trees up there on the mountain cutting how big a rain.
Yeah, I know it. They were tremendous. And
I don't know what they ever did, whether they ever done anything with that forest park thing or not, that timber.
Elk Wallow, the wayside, is made out of some chestnut.
Maybe they used some of it for building. And I noticed some one time I was in Park Headquarters over here. I noticed some in there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So they did use some of it, but the CCCs, remember them?
Yeah.
Well, they still feel badly because they were ordered to burn. Just stack it up and burn it. And that's terrible. Were you in the CCC?
No, ma'am.
My brother was.
Yeah. That was a great idea, wasn't it?
You a whole lot of good y'all work.
Yeah. And they met a lot of nice people, too. Yeah. Where did he work in the CCC?
Back up here somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Does he know that they have a reunion every year?
He did. I really know him.
That's too bad, because they have a reunion every year and all get together and talk about the good old days. Yeah. Why didn't you go with the CCC? That was good money.
Yeah, it was. Well, I reckon I was working once Grove at the time, and I just stayed on with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Well, can you think of anything else?
None done the work.
I bet you'll think as soon as I go, won't you?
Well, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Next week.
So you did have square dances.
Yes.
Where would you hold the square dances?
Well, they'd have them at them school houses a while when the school broke up, and they'd never all have them in.
Uh-huh.
And, Mural Willis down there, he run a store down there, and he had a nice place down there, and every once in a while he'd have one. And there's a lot of people around, and then they, over there, they used to have these, what you call, picnics.
Yeah.
And they'd have them on Saturday or something, and they'd have a tournament, they'd ride with horses, you know,
yeah.
And they'd dance there. They come in to dance about 1 o'clock, and then they dance on as long as they could see, you know.
Yeah.
And there used to be just plenty of square dances around.
Well, now what did they use for music?
Fiddle and banjo and guitar.
Great. Do you remember any of the tunes they played?
No, I don't know. I don't be...
Turkey in the Straw? Golden Slippers?
Man.
Golden Slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because those are good, they're good square dancing music. Do you recall anything about if the banjos were handmade?
Well, I've seen a couple that's been handmade. Yeah, all of us boys could play a fiddle or pick a banjo or guitar, either one. We played many dances, I said.
Have you got one now?
No, ma'am. I ain't fooled a fiddle or nothing for 20 years. I don't reckon.
Shame on you. There's nothing like a good fiddler.
Well, I got a couple of brothers that play once in a while yet. They're good fiddlers.
Well, marvelous. Do they play any of the old tunes?
Yes.
Would they know one tune called The Fox Chase?
Yeah.
They do?
Yes, ma'am. They played a minion then.
Will you do me the biggest favor that ever anybody could do? Ask your brothers if I can bring my recorder and have them play that Fox Chase?
No, well, Daddy used to play. I
don't blame you. Never could, no.
We have been trying to get this Fox Chase, and nobody remembers how it goes.
Yeah.
Would you please?
Yeah, I'll see you. I forgot it now, but I hear it play the many times.
Your daddy used to play.
Yeah, my daddy used to play.
That's a great tune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daddy used to be a good fiddler. He and all us boys could play the fiddle or pick a banjo or guitar, and it all was. All they building could. But they don't put one or two of them now. They fool with a fiddle or a guitar, either one.
Yeah,
Laney
I don't
plays.
Know if Laney's place isn't or not yet.
I ain't been long for he played.
You don't forget. You don't forget how to play. Once you've played it as long as he has. Yeah. I'm sincere. I really want it. We have written to Harrisonburg. We've written to Chattanooga, Tennessee. We've written all over trying to get this tune. And your brothers can do it.
I